Taps will sound at the Middle Tennessee Veterans Cemetery in Nashville later this morning. It's a song that World War II veteran George Westover knew very well. Nearly 75 years ago, Westover was a private first class from Wichita, Kansas, who played the bugle aboard the USS Tennessee when it was based at Pearl Harbor.
It was a relaxing time. Even when I had to stay aboard ship, I still went with the other three buglers over to the beach to practice calls where we wouldn't bother anybody.
For a 22-year-old Marine, Hawaii was not a bad place to be stationed.
We would go ashore from the ship, from Pearl Harbor into Honolulu, on $5 a week, and take streetcar out to Waikiki.
But that lifestyle changed dramatically on a Sunday morning, December 7th, 1941.
So I had my swimming trunks on, and my blanket and a book, and I was going out to the forecastle, the peak of the ship forward, take a sun bath. And then all of a sudden we look over at North Island, and about the time we look over there and see the airplanes exploding from the bombs and the machine gunning, the word comes over the loudspeaker, general quarters, this is not a drill. We're at war.
As he'd done hundreds of times during drills, Westover bolted to the top of the ship's mast to be in position for his other responsibility as gun director. From that perch, he saw fire and smoke and destruction all around.
To her left, port side, was the West Virginia, and astern of us was the Arizona.
The fourth Japanese bomb to hit the Arizona sent it to the bottom of the harbor as flames shot through the air and onto the Tennessee. The West Virginia was sinking beside it. The Tennessee lost five men that day, and its stern lay melting from the inferno. Years later, Westover headed deeper into the Pacific Theater on another ship, where he would see the Tennessee again.
Surprisingly, at Iwo Jima, the old USS Tennessee and the Maryland showed up for offshore bombardment, and they plastered that island.
Westover stayed in the military until he retired in 1962. He got his degree and went into real estate. After spending time out west, he eventually settled in Tennessee, the namesake of his beloved ship. Here, he lived in a small apartment at Hermitage with his wife Lucille. In February, as he swiveled in front of his desk in a leather office chair, he shared his story. By then, he was already under hospice care.
I hope this turns out to some help to you.
Oh, I think it will, yeah, definitely.
George Westover died June 30th at age 96. Nashville will be his final resting place when he's buried today with full military honors.